Good morning. Happy Grandparents Day. Didn't know about that, huh? It's in the calendar. Good to see all of you this morning. Nice bright day that the Lord has given to us. Let us again look to the Lord in prayer as we welcome everyone joining us. Maybe you're here for the first time, or you have been with us before. We are happy to see you. And we ask that please don't make it your last time. Please come back. We meet here every Sunday, and we meet here on Wednesday evening for prayer and Bible study. Let us read the Word of God, and then we will again ask the Lord to help us as we go through His Word. Please turn to Revelation. Revelation chapter 2. And we'll begin reading from verse 8. Revelation chapter 2, begin at verse 8. And unto the angel of the church of Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which shall or thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank thee for the privilege of being in thy house, worshiping thee and praising thee for thy goodness, thy love, and thy tender mercy toward us. And even now, as we will open up thy word and we have read from it, we pray that the Holy Spirit will guide us into the understanding to remind ourselves that thou art always with us, that will never leave us nor forsake us, no matter what we're going through. So thank thee for that and the encouragement that we have found in thee. Again, we praise thy name for all those who are here and ask a special blessing upon them. We ask all of these things in the name of our blessed Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. As you know, the Apostle John, being in the Spirit on the Lord's Day in chapter 1 of Revelation, and by the way, the name of the book is Revelation, not Revelation. It is Revelation. It is the unveiling of God's program for the world through Jesus Christ, our Lord, as he revealed it to him. And as you recall, when we read from chapter 1, we read the fact that God told John, the Lord Jesus Christ, the first and the last, one who was dead and is alive, and behold, he is alive forevermore. He told John to write these things which he has seen, and the things that are, and the things that are to come. So it's an unveiling of things that are to come. Some have already passed, but others that are to come. And to write them to the seven churches of Asia. As we know that Asia, in this regard, is referring to that portion of Turkey, the current modern-day Turkey, because that Turkey is a peninsula and it shares two continents, the continent of Asia and the continent of Europe. So these churches were located there in the Asian part of it. So that's why it's addressed to the churches in Asia, those seven churches. So we dealt with the first one last time we got together, which was the church of Ephesus. You will recall that the Lord commended the church of Ephesus in seven different ways. They were doing very well. But he said to them, in spite of all the good that you're doing, I have somewhat against you. And what the Lord had against them was they had left the first love. You remember that. So we're not going to go over it, but we want to go into what the letter said for the second church, Smyrna. As we go through it, we will observe a few things as we go through that passage. Well, let's start. In verse 8, the Lord said, I'll go to verse 9. I know thy works, and tribulations, and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. We said the last time that only God can say these things, because he knows all things. He sees the heart of human beings, not like us. We see the outside. We see the action. But God sees everything, and he weighs the thoughts of human beings, even before they are heard. So he is saying to them, just like he said to the church of Ephesus, I know thy works. That was the first thing he said to the church of Ephesus. And we said that God expects us to do work for him once we are saved. And we went back to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and then 10 comes in with the works. Because we are saved by grace through faith. It is not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. See? Gift of God. Gave us something. It's not works. We didn't work for it. Therefore, we cannot boast. This is the magnificent seed of God. Because no one, no matter how poor or how wealthy that person may be, that person cannot boast that they have earned salvation. See, number one, it is so precious that no one could afford to purchase it. The Bible made it clear that no one can give to God a ransom for his brother, no matter how much money, which means that we cannot save anyone, no matter what, because the redemption of the soul of a person, the Bible says, is precious, more precious than diamond, more precious than rubies, more precious than gold. All the precious metals of the world put together cannot purchase salvation or redeem someone from their sin, but only the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't this wonderful? This one way everyone can go to God through Jesus Christ and receive salvation. What a wonderful God we serve. So, in going back to this in Ephesians, I just want to repeat not only what I've said in verses 8 and 9, but I want to look at what verse 10 says. Just to remind us, it says in verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus